First of all, thank you for the amazing hospitality. We're very grateful for everything, dinner last night and beautiful breakfast. Can you each tell me, you're both from Seattle? We're looking at Seattle natives. Holy cow.
Believe it or not, I've known Melanie for about 77 years, close to it. I was visited with my parents after she was born. She was still in the hospital. And my parents knew her parents. And I visited, so...
You pick them out early, don't you?
And we ran together as kind of a gang when we were in high school. Then I was back at Princeton, and she went to Goucher, and that's when...
We started dating,
and so we were married right after I graduated.
And you grew up in the Mount Baker neighborhood of Seattle?
Yeah, but we also had a place on Bainbridge Island, up in Manzanita Bay. And so we knew each other real well during the... There was probably 12 people in our group, and there's nobody dating in the group. But interestingly enough, out of that, I think there were 3 or 4 marriages.
We always called it a gang, but I guess it has a different context nowadays.
You weren't doing as much drive-by shooting back then?
No, that was very limited. We didn't know about those things.
But yet you grew
we
up...
knew about liquor.
And who doesn't? and you grew up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Until I was about 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. And then moved to this side of the water.
Yeah. So... We were only 2 blocks from Volunteer Park. I had a lot of freedom in those days as young kids. I could go down to the drugstore on Broadway or to the candy store. They had a candy store nearby and play up at Volunteer Park and all the alleys in between. You know, it was really pretty neat to be so free.
And I also could. I would take the number 10 bus from... where we lived, to YMCA down on 4th and Madison. And, I was 6 years old, but I was taught to swim by Helene Madison, who was an Olympic swimmer from the Seattle area. And so that was pretty neat.